Christy Hegrinus was an international correspondent for The Village Voice when she had a realization. As a foreigner, she wasn't always getting the full story. So she thought, if locals could do the reporting instead, it would probably be more nuanced. That's when Hegrinus started the Global Press Institute, a nonprofit that trains women around the world as journalists and then employs them to report on their own communities for the Global Press Journal. 10 years later, her operation now employs 150 women in 26 countries from Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Christy Hegrinus joined me in studio to talk about how she started the Global Press Institute.
I got my dream job, and it turned out to be anything but. Ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a journalist, in particular an international journalist, a foreign correspondent. It was my dream to travel the world telling stories. And when I finally got that break, I was in my early 20s, and I got an assignment to be a stringer and to cover the civil war in Nepal. And it was everything I ever wanted to do. But it didn't take long after being in country where I realized that my dream job was sort of anything but. The access that I had to real people was extremely limited. We were working through government-employed translators, and so the authenticity of the information was really compromised, and I just didn't have the context. You know, I had the training, and I had the employment working for credible publications, but I didn't have the social, historical, cultural, linguistic context that actually enables a reporter to make her stories true in the most accurate way possible. And I didn't want to be part of sort of mass machine that was disseminating the classic developing world information, the war, poverty, disaster, disease.
When did you realize that that was missing? Because, like, did that take time for you to realize? Was there an event or something that made you realize that I could be telling this story very differently or in a deeper way than we have been?
So while I was in Nepal, I had a pretty extraordinary experience where I met a woman named Pratima, who was sort of the matriarch of her village. And in spending just a couple of days with her, I realized that she had everything that I didn't. And rather than trying to teach myself how to speak Nepali and everything about, you know, the political landscape and the culture and everything, it would be so much easier to transfer the two basic things I had, the journalism training and the credible global platform, to someone like Pratima.
What did she have that you didn't have?
She had the trust of her local community. She understood the depths of the realities that they were facing. She had access to sources and story ideas that I didn't even know existed and wouldn't even know how to find. And she was a natural storyteller.
And so what happened then between you and her? Did you ask her to help you then?
I did. I had sort of a frustrating interview with her when I was actually trying to write a profile about her. She was a very amazing woman. And what in retrospect was sort of my lightning bulb aha moment, in the middle of the interview, I gave her my notebook and my pen, and I just said, you do it. You tell me what it is to be, you know, a person in this place at this time where, you know, all of your children are being forcibly recruited to join the war and your husbands are going abroad for work and HIV/AIDS is sort of ravaging your community. There are no schools. You tell me what I need to know. And she took a couple of days to do it, but what she handed back to me was absolutely a piece of journalism. And it was in that moment that I knew that there was a different way that stories could be disseminated from places like Nepal.
What did it include that you would have not known to include?
Details of what was going on there. For example, she detailed to me something that the local women in the village were calling love's disease, where all these women's husbands were going abroad to work in India. And they would come back to visit occasionally. And within months of the husbands coming back, the wives would get really sick. And they were calling it love's disease, when in reality, majority of the women in this village were HIV positive. Stories like that I would never would have had access to as an outsider. People wouldn't have given me that interview, even if I knew the right questions to ask, which I didn't. She had so many details about how long it took to walk to the nearest health post and just details about life there that I'd never knew, but also people would talk to her and people trusted her in a way that when you come into a community as an outsider, you know, with a white face and a big camera, you're not going to get authentic information. It's just a human reality. So not only did she know the stories and the questions to ask, she had the means to ask them in a way that yielded really authentic answers.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba, and I'm speaking with Christy Higraines of the Global Press Institute. And so what have been then some of the challenges that you've been facing?
I'd say one of
the ground there.
One of the largest challenges is the number of applicants that we get.
That's a good challenge to have.
It is. It's a kind of a heartbreaking one. Recently, when we opened in Congo, we had more than 900 applicants for 5 training spots, which is just brutal. So that's definitely one challenge. And then just really the act of teaching ethical investigative journalism in places where the culture doesn't support that or understand that. Our journalists really have to ethically pave the way, explaining to their sources, here's why I'm not going to pay you. I know that everybody else would pay you for this interview. I'm not going to. And here's why.
But what about being women?
That is...
has that been difficult?
Absolutely. Both in terms of the kinds of stories that they can safely tell, as well as, you know, what it means in their homes, their families, their communities, for women who, you know, may have had no prior experience to all of a sudden be a global journalist, published in 100 countries and being read by millions of people all around the world. One of the real, I think, for me, unexpected values of GPI has been this experiment of what does it mean for women in these communities to be employed in positions of literate leadership. So often when we talk about women's economic empowerment, it's, you know, the low-wage microloans or service professions. And this is a whole new reality. We now know that more than 80% of our reporters have become the primary breadwinners in their homes. And that certainly carries risks and challenges, but for the most part, it carries extraordinary opportunities. But I think, you know, when I think about the last 10 years, I really think about how fortunate I've been for how many extraordinary people have signed on to support Global Press Institute, whether it's our, you know, our funders or the amazing team here in the U.S. who does this work, but most of all, the women around the world. They hear a radio advertisement or they, you know, hear through the grapevine that this opportunity is coming to town and they show up in droves for this opportunity to tell a more real, more accurate story about their community to the world. And I just have such endless gratitude for the fact that they show up and they take this risk.
That was Christy Higraines, founder of the Global Press Institute, which celebrates its 10-year anniversary this year. To see reporting from the Global Press Journal, go to klw.org, click Cross Currents.